listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The state budget has been handed down, showing WA is on track to post a $3.2 billion surplus. The Treasurer has delivered her first financial plan in the role, confirming a $400 electricity credit for every household. But utility bills will go up by 2.5% and the emergency services levy is increasing by 5%. And there's been a cost blowout for the Metronet project. There's also help for first home buyers, with the stamp duty threshold set to be lifted. Rita Saffioti has told Parliament our economy is firing on all cylinders.
Our state is much stronger today than it was 7 years ago. This budget sets Western Australia up for future generations and makes sure our state continues to be the envy of the nation.
But the Australian Medical Association's Dr. Michael Page is disappointed there's not a bigger investment in the healthcare workforce.
We need more training. We need better incentives to retain our health workforce. We have doctors that move to the East Coast because they see more attractive opportunities elsewhere.
A woman's become the star witness for prosecutors in Mexico in the case of murdered Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson. It's been revealed in court the woman has flipped on her partner, who at this stage is only charged over their disappearance. Jesus Gerardo has been remanded in custody until November. And it's estimated 1 in 6 Aussie adults will have an entry in tonight's $60 million Powerball jackpot. More than 500 tickets are tipped to be sold in WA each minute. To sport, a boost for Frio with Sam Switkowski returning after 3 weeks out with concussion. The forward passed a final fitness test this morning and is now available to play against Sydney tomorrow. And AFL coaches are coming out to defend one of their own. Richmond coach Adam Uze doesn't believe Luke Beveridge should step down at the Western Bulldogs.
He's a good friend of mine, and you hate seeing that. They have not many teams that won a flag in the last 5 years, and they're one of them. So that sort of scrutiny on all coaches is always going to be there.
Up tonight are the Blues and Demons.